Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day to you and welcome. We are broadcasting live one more time. We're down here at American Family Fields of Phoenix, where the Brewers yesterday took on the LA Angels, and today they're going to be taking on the San Diego Padres. And today, you're going to hear Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, is going to join us here. But in addition to that, joining us here in just a little while is going to be the general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. David Stearns is going to come up to the booth, and he's going to hang out with us for a little while. So if you have some questions for the general manager, fire away, because I think there's a lot of things that are relevant. When you talk about the starting rotation, the bullpen, the catching situation, they're trying to make a spot for Eric Kratz just in case. They're just reluctant to give up on letting him go right now, because he was somewhat of a personable cog, if you will, inside that clubhouse last year. So they're trying to figure things out, and we'll see what they're able to do. If they can, the only way they hang on to him, though, unfortunately, is going to be because of an injury. Otherwise, he is probably going to go by the wayside before it's all said and done. And then who knows who he ends up with, or maybe he just ends up, kind of flowing around for a while and then still ends up coming back to the Brewers in some way, shape, or form. But that being said, yesterday, the Brewers got at it. I stayed for the game and kind of hung out for a while, and it was good to see the Brewers battle the way they did yesterday. And it was good to see also the Brewers, they played to a 7-7 tie, 12 hits, 3 errors. A couple of those, by the way, were balls that were hit into this high Arizona sky and just weren't played. They were very catchable. They just landed in front of the outfield, and because you just couldn't see it. It was such, I had said yesterday when we went on the air, there was a bright sun, not a cloud in the sky, and a very high, light bluish sky. So when you got the ball way up there, you couldn't see it. And if you've ever been to Maryvale down here, to AmFam Fields of Phoenix, the sun, when it begins to get towards game time or a little thereafter, is right over and behind the press box. So if you're an outfielder and a ball hits straight up, you're basically watching it once you get past the sky portion of the press box. It goes right into the sun. And you saw guys struggle with that quite a bit yesterday. So a fun day here at the ballpark yesterday, watching Freddy Peralta work. Boy, he was hitting 96 and 97 on the gun yesterday. Man, he was heating up. Good to see. Gamble, by the way, was 1-for-3 in a run scored. He scored on Christian Yelich dinger. Gamble, his first out was a loud out. I mean, he belted a ball yesterday that went to the warning track. Just didn't quite get enough into the gap. He impressed me yesterday. Also, Christian Yelich, I mean, 2-for-2, had the bomb, had the double. He's just picked up where he left off. Ryan Braun did not look good. He was just waving at stuff at the plate yesterday. I don't know what if he's working on something or what, but his first at-bat, look, I don't want to be overly critical. It's spring training, but we kind of looked at each other, my wife and I, and kind of said, what was that? It's like he didn't even swing. He just kind of threw the bat out there. Whether or not yesterday you had Berea had such good stuff and fooled Braun, or Braun was just trying to kind of loosen something up, I don't know, but he just didn't look good in his first at-bat. Travis Shaw, 1-for-3 yesterday. Good to see him get on base. Jesus Aguilar, he was 1-for-2 yesterday. Also, he bombed one. He crushed that thing. That thing went way over the Leinenkugel's little kiosk out there in right center field. So he crushed that thing. Moustakas 1-for-3 yesterday. Eric Kratz 1-for-3 yesterday. So a lot of good coming out of this Brewers team, as offensively they play pretty well. Freddy Peralta goes 3 and a third, 4 hits, 5 runs, He gave up a couple long balls. I should say, one home run yesterday. The other one was a double and then a couple of singles, and he did have one walk. Nine strikeouts, though. And like I said, he was heating up. At one point, he had ticked 97 miles an hour on the gun. Andrews comes in, gets two-thirds of an inning. Corey Knebel comes in, works an inning and two-thirds, doesn't give up anything other than one walk, three strikeouts, looked really, really solid. Jacob Barnes yesterday, another notable guy, two-thirds of an innings, did not look good. Gave up the one base knock, had a base on balls as well. A couple of runs scored on him. So that's kind of the way things of more note went yesterday for the Milwaukee Brewers. And like I said, back at it today, taking on the San Diego Padres here at AmFam Fields of Phoenix. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. I got a couple people saying, isn't Braun working on some swing things? And that's what we were talking about was I just didn't know if there was something he was specifically trying to do to get comfortable with, but the swings he got yesterday, the rips he got yesterday were just it didn't look right, I guess is the best way to put it. Then the news comes out yesterday, and I kind of said, okay, give me 3-2-1, boom, and it hit. Jordy Nelson let go by the Oakland Raiders. And also, we'll hear some stuff from Goody coming up a little bit later on as well. But Jordy Nelson cut by the Raiders. And immediately, Twitter starts to blow up. Got to bring him back. Got to go get him. First of all, Goody is the guy that let him go. Okay? I don't think he's bringing him back. He offered him a minimum if he wanted to come back. Now, maybe Goody looks at this thing and says, you know what, there's just a security blanket there. Let's give Jordy something. And maybe Jordy wants to come back. Who knows? But I can't imagine that he is a top priority for the Green Bay Packers if he would come back at all. I think that is just water under a bridge, and it's done and over with. The only reason, in my opinion, you're going to bring Jordy back is to maybe work with some of the young guys as kind of a presence in the locker. And again, if I had to put a percentage on, say 90% of me says he's not coming back. But that would be the only way you bring Jordy back, because you need another veteran, okay, whoever it happens to be, whether you're just going to go with another rookie wide receiver, bringing them in through the draft, that's great, but you need some guys that know it. Maybe Jordy can be that guy. Maybe he could be a counter to Devontae. But I go back a couple of years, and Mike Clemens brought this up at the time, that the coaches were telling the media, yeah, we had some Jordy on some routes that were basically routes downfield blocking for Devontae Adams. And we're looking at each other going, wait a minute, blocking for Devontae Adams? I mean, this is your number one guy, right? And they just kind of like give you a raised eyebrow and a tilt of the head like, nah, he's not that guy. And early in the season last year, Jordy had an out about 20 yards downfield, hits him with a pass, defender falls down. Jordy's on a sprint now to the end zone. And we know Jordy's got the afterburners. When he kicked in the Jets, there wasn't anybody catching him, and they caught him. Now, granted, it was still a big gain, but they caught him. And I said to myself, just like I looked at Clay Matthews when he could not catch Mitch Trubisky, when Jordy got drugged down from behind, I said, Jordy doesn't have that step anymore. That's the reason they cut him loose. So unless you have veteran savvy and the ability to get open, that's the reason the Packers cut him loose. He just didn't have the same downfield breakaway ability that he had once had. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to give us a shout, please feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. Alan just says that Jordy's going to be back with the Packers, mark my words, with the right price, or is he just too old? No, I think he's going to be good. This one's from Jacob. Jacob writes in Wendy's email inbox, they got to bring Jordy back. We saw a lack of wide receivers and lack of experience last year. He's better than Randall Cobb. We all know that. Offer him a little bit more than they had paid Randall Cobb and bring Jordy back. This is from Nico, who says, I'm going to start a petition to bring Jordy back, and we're going to send it to Brian Gutekunst. What do you think? The Packers don't sit there and determine their personnel based on packages and based on, you know, petitions signed by fans. It's not that you don't matter. It's just that they see something on film every day that you don't get a chance to see. They have that knowledge that most fans don't have. So do I think Jordy's coming back? Like I said, 90% of me says, I'll never say never, but 90% of me says, no, Jordy's not coming back anytime soon. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do it. Pardon the cold. I came all the way to Phoenix, Arizona, I guess, to get sick, basically. I know it's going around back in our studios, but came all the way to Phoenix to get sick. Miserable night sleeping last night. Oh, my God, if anybody has this crud, this drainage in your sinuses, in your head. Oh, it was terrible last night. So hopefully I get back into Milwaukee, a little bit drier air. Well, then again, you don't get much drier than what the desert is out here. I'll tell you that right now. But kind of clear this up a little bit, and hopefully by next Monday I'm feeling really good. For over 45 years, they've been feeling really good. Cousin Subs, they've been catering parties of all sizes, from small groups to groups of more than 10,000. They have the options and the expertise to do the work for you. Their customizable catering lineup includes 12 to 20-piece party boxes, party subs. They got the big 2-foot party sub, party salads, soups, chips, cookie boxes for dessert, a whole lot more. They've got it. Whether it's a big group or just for you, go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. And you can either order pickup or in some locations now they deliver. You got to check. No problem right there. Get yourself some Cousin Subs brought right to the house. That's Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Get your thoughts on some of this stuff. Okay, right out of the chute. Hang in there. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show broadcasting live at the American Family Fields of Phoenix. Spring training facility for your Milwaukee Brewers who are here today taking on the San Diego Padres. We'll be back right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the area broadcasting live here at American Family Fields of Phoenix, which is where you can find us. Some college basketball on tap, as a matter of fact. You've got the Badgers taking on Nebraska later today, 2 o'clock Central Time, as Nebraska got a 69-61 win last night over Maryland. And then in addition to that, you got Marquette will be playing later on this evening, 8 o'clock tip time, against Seton Hall. Now Marquette, 24-8 on the season. They just destroyed St. John's yesterday. Just destroyed St. John's yesterday. What was the final? 86-54, something like that. We were watching that game. Ryan Horvath produced some big show, by the way, because you got Radio Joe Zanzola out here in Arizona playing a lot of golf. Ryan, you ever been out here to Arizona? I think I asked you this the other day.
Yeah, I've been to Arizona. I've never been to spring training.
Okay.
I think we're
Have you ever been to Old Scottsdale?
Year.
There's a place called the Italian Grotto. It's an Italian restaurant over in Old Scottsdale. You ever been there?
No, I have not.
There's a guy there. He's a Yankee. Or not a Yankee, but he's from New York. He's a Yankees fan. But he welcomes Yankees fans, specifically Yankees, Cubs, Giants, and Red Sox fans, which is, I know, is a weird combination.
So all the big markets. He knows who has money.
Pretty much, yeah. Right. Pretty much. But every time I go there, he recognizes me, and just because the one time I went, that was about 5 or 6 years ago. Now, I've been coming to spring training for years, so I go there all the time. But really, he recognizes me because I went to dinner with Jerry Kramer. And so last night, the place is packed. It's everywhere you go. It's welcome baseball fans. There's signs out in front of everything. So he's packed last night. And we did have a reservation, but we were a little bit early. So this is a guy. If you go and read the reviews, it'll scare you off. You won't go there. This is a guy that has no problem telling you you're an idiot. You'll say, you know, okay, I'm here. I'm 15 minutes early. He'll say, you're not supposed to be here until 7:30. Because they got a really small bar. It's not like you can go to the bar and just kind of drink. So he's a guy that'll say, okay, about 15 to 20 minutes, I'll get your table. You say, okay, great. So you don't go back and ask him, you know, hey, how much more time? He'll say, I told you 15 to 20 minutes. If you ask me again, you can go. That's the kind of guy he is. He's a very hardcore New York. So he recognizes me, brings us in, and he says, where do you want to sit? He said, I think you do sports or something, right? And I said, yeah, I do radio, you know, back in Wisconsin. I'm down here covering the Brewers. Okay, you got it. So he puts the Marquette game on. He's got us sitting at a table by the bar, the whole thing. So last night we sat there. That's when we watched the Marquette game. And sat at the bar last night, and, or at the table last night by the bar, and just kind of hung out and had dinner and everything and caught Marquette. I'll tell you what, Marquette is unbelievably impressive. Just in general. I mean, last night Howard drops 30, has seven boards, four assists, but he had driven at one point in that ball game. And wide open shot, but it was clear, like the last two or three trips down, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And unselfishly, he flips it over to Sam Hauser, then you know, drops it in for a layup and everything. All he had to do was launch a three. Wojo's going nuts on the sideline, and I'm thinking to myself, he's telling him, keep shooting, stay hot. You know, Sam's going to get his stuff from the inside. You know, we know that he was 2-4 beyond the arc, But keep hit. You know, he's going to get his on the end. Keep shooting from the outside. They're going to ride Marcus Howard as far as they'll take him in the tournament. I'm convinced of that. As much as you want to say Sam can get involved, or Joey can get involved, or John can get involved, that's great. I mean, even Morrow coming off the bench. I mean, they had some decent scoring coming off their bench last night. But that's the guy. If Howard goes cold, they're out of the tournament. Like, see, with the Badgers, you get off to a slow start. You got to spend all your energy climbing back. You can't hit shots. Your half-court defense isn't working. You're all of a sudden in a hole. You can't get out of it. But if Howard goes cold, they're out of the tournament. If he stays hot, they're an Elite Eight to a Final Four team. It's just that simple. I've watched this team all season long, and during this little bit of a losing streak, I was kind of trying to figure it out. And if you play physical on the outside with Howard – and really frustrate him. It's kind of like Giannis. He'll give you a few. But that team specifically, I mean, it's master of the obvious, but if Howard's hot, they're going to the Elite Eight Final Four. If he's not, they're going to be out of the tournament. And I hate to put all of that on his shoulders, but that's what you do with superstars, specifically in basketball. But that's how far they're going to go. That's it. I mean, that's a good basketball team. But, man, that kid has just got – he's got some leaps. He's got some leaps to him. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. Trell on the north side. Trell, welcome to the program, man. How you doing today, buddy?
How you doing, Yonan? How you guys doing? I absolutely agree with you on your Marquette analysis. I think Howard is just like Kemba Walker.
But yes,
I called about,
great comparison.
I called about the Packers. I mean, I love Jordy Nelson, but I think if the Packers spend some more money in free agency, that they should try to get maybe some, see if they can get Justin Houston on a one-year deal, or if Eric Berry is healthy, to get him on a one-year deal. I think they should, you know, tackle some holes on defense and try to experiment so they don't have to focus on them as much in the draft. I think this draft should be all offensive because they've been going defense, even though it hasn't worked. They've been going defense for years, for the last couple of years. Even, you want to say 3 years, because Ted, that last year, even though it didn't work out, he drafted defense for the most part. I think they got to get some young blood, young, talented, premium players on the offensive side of the ball. And like I said, if there's a guy, of course you can draft a younger safety. But if Eric Berry's healthy, I'd rather put him on side of Amos. And like I said, get some more pay. You never can have enough pass rush. If you can get Justin Houston, he's 30 years old, so he's probably not going to get a big contract. If you can get him on a one, maybe a two-year deal, I would do it. But I think the draft has to be offensive-centric, even offensive line, two offensive line, playmakers on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at as far as
no, that. I agree. And I Eric Berry, that was a call yesterday that I said, man, I'd love to see him in that secondary too. You put him alongside Adrian Amos. And you talk about what Mike Pettine had the capability to do last year without true safeties. And then you put those two guys back there and add it to that young secondary. And you can bring those guys off the edge. They almost become, you know, quasi pass rushers to what you already have gotten on that defense, because now you can bring it from anywhere. And I completely agree.
I think, Bill, I think if you solidify that safety position, you help Jair Alexander be even better than what we've seen last year.
Yeah.
You help if Kevin King can stay healthy, and that's the biggest knock on him. I mean, you got two premium cornerbacks if Kevin King can stay healthy, and you put safeties with him. the Packers have transformed their defense in the offseason. That's why the way I look at it. So
yep, no, I 1,000% agree with you, man. Appreciate the phone call as always, pal. Let's go to Don, listening to us on the east side of Milwaukee. Don, welcome to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. Just wanted to mention, I heard you talk about the Italian Grotto. I know Gary, he's a great guy. He is kind of a, he's definitely a character. But
he's a cantankerous dude, man, but I love him. Every time I go in there, I have a great time.
Yeah. If you get back there, tell him, bud, Johnny says hi from Milwaukee. You'll know who it is. So.
Okay, I will.
All right. Take care.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-864. I tell you, it's a terrific place. I mean, they've got really good food. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, it's the atmosphere of the place. It's, I don't know how to put it. It is very stereotypical New York, Boston, East Coast meets, you know, kind of angry Cubs fan. It just, you know, there's a lot of dudes grabbing each other by the neck going, hey, how you doing? How you doing? That type of thing. You know, it just, it's kind of a cool place. But it's also, hey, if you want to go there for a romantic meal or something like that, it's a cool place. So you sit in the back, there's some booths. You can sit outside on the street corner and watch the world go by in Old Scottsdale. It's a good time. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Want your opinion. Give us a shout. This is from BA, says, do you think Eric Berry was a cap casualty or a guy because of his health that he was let go? Maybe Casey's Nick Collins type of good player with a bad luck regarding the health. But I think both. You're paying a lot, and the guy has been beat up, and that becomes one of those how much do you really sign him for factors if you can get him. But when they cut him loose, there's something to be said for, look, everybody down here in Arizona is thrilled they got Terrell Suggs. Now, you and I both know to a man, Terrell Suggs is way past his prime, way past his prime. But yesterday I got a chance to listen to him doing his press conference, and I know it drives people crazy because they can't quantify this. But he comes in and he says, look, I was a kid from this area. I was entitled. I was coddled. I ended up going to the East Coast, and I had to grow up and become a man. I had to play with the likes of Ray Lewis for a guy to teach me as another veteran, say, this is how you play the game. Not necessarily how you are as a man off the field, but this is how you play the game. When you come into a huddle, when you're a veteran, what you command, how you go about your business, your work ethic, how you study film. You don't show up 5 minutes early. You show up 15 minutes early. You get off the damn phone. Girlfriends, wives, friends, buddies, people trying to get tickets from you, shut out the rest of the world. And this guy went on this diatribe listening to his opening press conference, and I thought to myself right then and there, and I know some people statistically don't look at it this way, and I'll tell you coming up here in a minute, but I thought to myself, that's what veteran brings to a team when a veteran doesn't necessarily have the hops and the skills they once had. And for those that don't get that, as Bob Wolfley, I love Bob Wolfley. Bob Wolfley down here is just, he's funny, he's hilarious, he's a color guy for the Arizona Cardinals broadcast. And as he's on the air today ranting this morning, he said, for the people that only look at stats and say this guy or that guy sucks because they're a veteran and they're past their prime, that don't understand the value of leadership inside a locker room, says they have not moistened a jock in 25 years. You have no idea what you're talking about. And that's the kind of player you can get with some of these veterans that are out there that, one, have been cap casualties, and two, they are a little bit past their prime. But like I mentioned with Jordy, you bring a guy back that's got the chops, that's got the experience, that's got the respect of the younger guys to say, look, I don't have this ability anymore like you have, but I had this ability. And this ability was back shoulder, how to be able to stop and turn, how to throw, how to run a proper dig route and get that back shoulder right there, throw it right there, give it to me right there so when I turn around, it's right in my face. How to get on the same page with a quarterback, because clearly Jordy Nelson did. He did it better than anybody. So in cases like that, if you can find another safety, if you can find another defender, if you can find yourself another offensive lineman or even a veteran wide receiver, I think you're crazy if you don't do it. Because you've got a good young core still led by Davante Adams, who we all know has that ability. But if he goes down, your most veteran guy is Geronimo Allison, who got his opportunity last year and missed a majority of the season because of the injury. That's it. You don't have anybody else, which is why I'm not saying you got to go get Jordy, but somebody, because otherwise you're relying on a past his prime Jimmy Graham. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And if you want to give us a shout, feel free to do so. Hey, we came out to Arizona, and we can't say thanks enough. All week long we've been saying it, but to a lot of great people that brought us here, our friends in the Water Doctors. Look, do you know what kind of water is flowing through your house right now? If you don't, listen up, because I do. I know what's in my house. 20 years later, I know what's in my house. The Kinetico system still working great, fantastic water softening system. But the Water Doctors, Chris over there, him and some buddies got together and started thinking about the quality of water and alerts and all that kind of stuff after the whole Flint, Michigan thing. And they came up with a thing called the WaterBot. Now, I don't know exactly what all goes into this thing, but I know big companies have bought in, and I know that I have one on my house. I have one of the prototypes on my house. And what it does is, if anything ever comes into my home that tells me I should not be drinking my water that the Kinetico system simply can't clean, it goes to my smartphone. It goes to my phone and tells me, don't drink your water today. Think about that for you, your kids, your pets, what's in your water. And they're the only ones that have it. The exclusive WaterBot at the Water Doctors. Go to H2TheLetterODoctors.com. That's H2TheLetterODoctors.com. Broadcasting live down here, spring training site for your Milwaukee Brewers at the American Family Fields of Phoenix. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting live at the American Family Fields of Phoenix out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Spring training site of your Milwaukee Brewers, and the weather only gets better today. You're going to be about mid-70s, and right now you got one wispy cloud in the sky. You can see actually the fumes and the mist coming out of the jet engines. They're taking off from Sky Harbor, and that's it. Otherwise, we are completely baked in sunshine today. They're watering down the backfields with Brewers are going to have some practice back there today as they get the main field ready for the San Diego Padres, who come a-calling. And then the Brewers have the split squad schedule on Saturday, on the road on Sunday. They have an off day on Monday, then they're back here for a game or two, and then they close it out. They head to the old Olympic Stadium in Montreal to take on Toronto before they come back to Miller Park, and you have opening day. And by the way, the Bill Michaels Show will be live opening day from right out in front of Healthfare Field, right out in front of Miller Park. And if you want to come on by and say hello and just kind of shoot the stuff, feel free to do so. We're going to have a good time. Opening day is always should be a big holiday, should be a declared holiday for everybody to get off work on that day. But nevertheless, we're going to be out there, so come on out and hang out with us. Also coming up here just after the top of the hour, the general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers is going to join us live here in the booth. So if you want, shoot us some questions. We're not going to take phone calls on this, but if you want to shoot us questions, there's a couple of ways to do so. You can follow me over on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, and just shoot me a question. I'll try to get it in the notification column, okay? Otherwise, you can shoot me an email. That's simply BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S. Also over on the Facebook fan page. If you follow me on Facebook, go to Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and you can hit us up there with an email, and I'll try to get as many of them as I can in. We got about 10 to 15 minutes with the general manager, so I can't get in everything, but we're going to ask him specifically about this rotation, about some of the free agents that are still out there. Obviously, Chase Anderson has struggled. Jimmy Nelson's, progress, obviously Jeremy Jeffers' progress. This is one thing I wanted to get into today, and maybe after the general manager speaks, you'll give me a little more input, but how concerned are you about the pitching right now that this Milwaukee Brewers team has as we go into the 2019 season? Because, yes, last year was extremely successful, and yes, last year they got it done with a lot of different people, but you're already, just by early indicators, you're going to reach into that bullpen a little bit and try to figure some things out. 855-830-8648. Chacin, he's penciled in. Zach Davies, who you're going to hear from coming up here momentarily. There's Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta, who threw yesterday. can you leave Chase Anderson in there at 31 years old and a guy that's over the last season and a half just got the hell hit out of him? He's got some good numbers, but he's given up the long ball. He's getting hit rather hard. Corey Knebel has looked pretty good. Haters look like Hader. There's Jacob Barnes. Right now you don't have, like I said, Jeremy Jeffress. They're taking it easy with him. You've got Woodruff, Guerra, Matt Albers. And before he got hurt last year, he was really solid. Taylor Williams is another one. Alex Claudio in that mix. You've got some guys that you're trying to kind of, you know, work around. You got an Adrian Hauser, an Aaron Wilkerson down in the minors, a Trey Supak, but he's going to be double A. Marcos Diplan, another one that they're kind of counting on. So when you look at this you know, rotation and the depth that you have in pitching, while you do have depth, and you got more depth than most, and I think when you have a fortified starting rotation, you have the best bullpen in baseball. But if you start bringing those bullpen guys out of the bullpen and you're getting them into starting situations and you're only going 3 and 4 innings with your starters or your openers, and you have a depleted bullpen, how good is this team? So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a little while. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Let's do this because Zach Davies, Tim Allen, and Billy Schmidt, host of the Baseball Postgame Show and also down here with Spring Training Live, a broadcast that they've been doing all week long down here. Zach Davies joined them last night and talked to them a little bit about last season, and not just last season and the joy of last season, but last season and the injuries he battled through.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Last year was kind of a lost year for me. Only had 10 to 12 starts, something like that. And, yeah. So definitely ready to be healthy and be back out there on the field.
And he talked about just dealing with a season in which you have just numerous injuries.
You know, personally, it was how I need to react to injury, how I need to prepare my body, and how I need to fix it. But then at the same time, you sit back and with guys like Vogt on the bench when he was hurt, talking to Jimmy as well. He was, like, again, hurt last year, but being able to ask questions, being able to observe the game, you learn a lot of stuff that, you know, when things are going great on the field that you don't really think about. But when you have time to think about it, when you don't experience it on the field, you have the opportunity to learn. And that was the best thing about last year, was not just body-wise and health-wise, but the game of baseball is a little bit interesting.
So you cannot help but start with the questions regarding last season, because last season was so much fun. Last season was, I don't want to say historical. It was just, as far as Brewer Nation goes, it was just a great time, okay? It was just so much fun. So he was asked about that and about last season and the playoff atmosphere at Miller Park.
It was awesome. I think the way the team was structured, it was a long time coming. The way that they went about building the team and building us up to the playoffs, I think worked to the benefit of the city. And I think they realized how hard both the front office and the players worked to get there. And, you know, they deserve that kind of baseball. They deserve fun. They deserve wins. And, you know, like you said earlier, it's unfinished business. And I think there's another step in there.
Now, that's where the conversation in every interview, every guy you talk to down here, when you see them walking around, you say, hey, how you doing? You talk a little bit and you talk, man, last year was a blast. We had so much fun. Hey, do you remember this? Do you remember that? And then they all say the same thing. And Zach Davies here says the same thing. And he just alluded to it. There is unfinished business that this team feels it's not just, hey, you know, hey, we're good and we're going to get back. This is, we have a commitment to take that next step.
It is exciting, yeah. Coming from 3 years ago when I was here starting with the rebuild, and it's fun to be a part of it, but it's also fun to see the team improve and continue to commit to it. You know, things don't go your way 1 or 2 years, and, you know, they might tear it down again and try and figure out a way to rebuild the team that way. But the way we did it was awesome. It was competitive. It was hard work, and it was fun to be a part of.
So that's Zach Davies sitting down and chatting last night, and good to hear from him. But he echoes the sentimentality of many down here. As, you know, I'm walking in today and seeing a couple of guys you know, walking around. And you get a chance to say, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? How's your spring going? You know, everybody says, you know, hey, I got this, I got that, I'm working on this, I'm working on that. You know, that's fine. But then you say, you know, hey, give me your thoughts on this upcoming season. And you can't leave it general like that, because a lot of the guys will go, hey, well, we're going to do our best, you know. You try to say, you know, hey, look, the Cubs have made some moves to bolster that starting rotation last year. If that rotation holds out, and guys will kind of look at you, they'll kind of look at you like, boy, we got our work cut out for us. Because we know that's a good team. We know that team offensively, they can smack you around. They can explode at any point in time. So to a man down here, you think, okay, who's the battle? The one thing I will say, and I got this from Ryan Braun, and because he said, you know, hey, we get an update, but, you know, how are ticket sales? And I said, well, I don't know what the ticket sales are like at Miller Park. I can only assume they're really, really good. And he kind of raises that eyebrow and that smile, and he says, damn Cubs fans. That's another thing that's on their mind down here, you know, is all the Cubs fans. So one of the things that you know, you kind of ask guys down here, you say, you know, hey, if you had a message to fans for the upcoming season, what would it be? You know, they say, well, you know, hey, we appreciate your support. Keep supporting us. But buy those tickets for that Cup Series. Buy those tickets. They want Miller Park to become the kind of fortress that the Fiserv Forum is right now for the Milwaukee Bucks. And then they'll say, you know, stuff like, hey, do you think the Bucks are for real? I find it funny when you're walking in, and I was coming in this morning and I'm listening to, I see Ryan Braun, and then I saw Travis Shaw, and Travis Shaw's walking by, and Moustakas is behind him. And one, Travis, you know, hey, Bill, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good. You know, nice to talk to you. And he says, you know, hey, are they for real? And I kind of nodded my head, and I looked at him, I said, the Bucks? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. You know, he said he's only had a chance to see him once, and I think that's when they were here in Phoenix. And they got beat, remember? So he's kind of said, you know, hey, there's a lot of talk down here. I mean, guys are NBA fans, guys are NFL fans, that type of thing, but they're talking about the Bucks, which I find interesting. So look, there's a lot of buzz, there's a lot of things going on down here, but when you talk about getting focused back again for the 2019 season, it is full steam ahead, and they really, every guy in that clubhouse believes they have unfinished business. As great as it was and as fun as it was and the run that it was and the pandemonium that took over the city, the state, you know, Brewer Nation outside the boundaries of just Wisconsin, they really believe they've got some unfinished business. Okay, I went really long there, but that's okay because we got a lot in. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Quick Trip right now, they have got the fleet card for fleet rewards. And if you are a driver, a fleet driver, over-the-road driver, whatever it happens to be, they've got something for you. Professional drivers, you get rewarded right now for filling your tank with the new Quick Rewards fleet card from Quick Trip and Quick Star. You get points for every gallon. You can get a lot of different things. You can swipe your card each time you purchase diesel, CNG, and dispense DEF fuel to begin earning points right here, right now. All you have to do is go to quickrewards.com. That's quickrewards.com. And you can find out about the amenities at each location and all that kind of stuff. But register your account online or just get a card when you walk into the store and get yourself set up. And that way you can start earning some points and earning some free stuff, because certainly you fleet drivers, you deserve it. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad you are on board today at the American Family Fields of Phoenix, out here at spring training site of your Milwaukee Brewers. And a picture-perfect day today. You're going to have some warmer weather, about 73, 74 degrees right now. Not a cloud in the sky. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and shoot a picture for you coming up here shortly. And then I'm going to see if we can't maybe even do some Facebook Live. We'll find out. If we can, maybe when David Stearns comes up. David Stearns, general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers, is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. And also get your questions in, and we'll try to get some questions over to David. If you have something that's pressing that you would like to know, go ahead and shoot it to us. This portion of the program being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Also, don't forget, Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park starting in June at the Budweiser Pavilion. It's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Got a couple of questions that are being posted for David, so if you want to continue to chime in, these are some good ones, too. We'll get into that discussion. I know a lot of people have concerns and questions about the starting staff. This one's from Mark that says, make sure you ask him about Eric Kratz. He was a fan favorite last year after being mic'd up and thanking the umpire. Do you think that Kratz is going to be able to make this team? And look, they're going to carry extra pitchers, so there's not that spot. I don't think you have an extra spot for Eric Kratz, unfortunately. You're going to have Manny Pena as the backup. Yasmani Grandal is your starter. And unless Pena goes down with an injury, Eric Kratz most likely will not be here. And that's unfortunate. I mean, when you lose a guy, that's kind of – he kind of became a folk hero, you know? He, after being mic'd up, I mean, I was hearing him on radio stations everywhere, and national stuff, and on the MLB Network, and Intentional Talk. And so he was getting a lot of play out of that for a long time. And I just don't think there's enough room for him on this roster. But, you know, who knows? Maybe better things happen, and Eric Kratz is able to stick around. This portion of the program also brought to you by our friends at Lake Country Garage Doors. That's who I called when I was having an issue with my garage door. I called Ben out there at 262-751-2674, or simply go to lakecountrygaragedoors.com. They came out and took care of my opener. They showed me some new garage doors. I haven't got one yet, but they got some unbelievably really high-quality garage doors. They've got reasonable garage doors. They've got, cost-friendly garage doors, if you will. But they do great work. They do it for service industries. They also do it for residential. All you got to do is give them a call. Again, our friend at Lake Country Garage Doors, 262-751-2674. That's to call Ben. We got General Manager David Stearns, your Milwaukee Brewers, next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.